We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
They talked issues and not over each other. Highlights from the final face-to-face before we elect a president.
The debate began with a statement that likely raised a few eyebrows from President Trump.
We have a vaccine that's coming. It's ready.
That unverified claim came as the FDA did approve remdesivir for COVID treatment.
This is a drug that has benefit when used early, but it's not dramatic benefit, and it's not a home run.
A doctor's group suggests it would be wise to skip Thanksgiving this year, unless you do it outdoors and without food. That's tough. We asked one of the doctors about that. Red zone spread. Report Sean Adams this morning from Connecticut.
Norwalk and Fairfield now on COVID red alert.
If you're 65, stay home. Here we go again.
All this is increasingly weighing on moms and dads and
New York City schools to help kids struggling with mental health issues during the pandemic.
They need that support.
Marla will explain what help they're getting. Brad will explain how New York came this close.
Another heartbreaking loss for the Giants in Philadelphia.
Touchdown! With 38 seconds to go, Boston Scott!
And we'll salute a longtime WCBS anchor and reporter who signed off for the last time last night.
It's really been my honor and pleasure to be the voice you've counted on for the truth to the very best of my ability.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning, Friday, 23rd of October. I'm Wayne Cabot. Nice to have you along with us on another foggy morning. What is up with that every single morning? And tomorrow is going to be the same way, apparently. We'll talk to Greg Allen about that. Well, there was a debate, and it wasn't wild or crazy or annoying. It was a spirited exchange of uninterrupted thoughts and funny faces made by the President of the United States and Joe Biden. Steve Burns in our newsroom took some notes and grabbed some sound bites.
There were few interruptions, just some smiles and grimaces between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden as the questions kept coming quickly. On the pandemic, Biden was unequivocal in his first words of the debate.
Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
Biden accused President Trump of having no plan to tackle the pandemic before introducing his own plan.
I would make sure that we set up national standards as to how to open up schools and open up businesses so they can be safe and give them the wherewithal, the financial resources to be able to do that.
The former vice president called it a dark winter ahead. The president disagreed.
We're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Mr. Trump said a vaccine is ready, but later backtracked. He insisted the country can't stay closed, using New York as a prime example.
Take a look at New York and what's happened to my wonderful city for so many years. I loved it. It was vibrant. It's dying. Everyone's leaving New York.
Take a look at what New York has done in terms of turning the curve down in terms of the number of people dying.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Oh, two quick election notes, by the way. For one thing, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit by President Trump's campaign that would have tried to stop New Jersey's mail-in ballot program, so that program does continue. And secondly, starting tomorrow in New York, you can begin voting in person. Early voting starts tomorrow, runs through November 1st, and that's at every county that has polling places across the state, which is every county. Well, this morning's regional COVID report is same as recent days, with an overall rise continuing in New Jersey, which for the first time since May has reported more than 1,000 COVID cases five straight days. Morris County, Boonton just announced all high school and middle school students will stay home till February. Woodbridge is back to remote only now. The New York infection rate is down, While the hospitalization rate ticked up, Governor Cuomo says the red zone targeting is working. And now some Connecticut towns are under red alert for COVID. Sean Adams is live on that from one of those cities, Norwalk. Sean, morning. What's the story?
Yeah, COVID cases have risen to an alarming level in 19 Connecticut towns and cities now. So they're on red alert. And most of them are in the southeast, which is sort of the opposite of what we saw back in the spring. But of note, closer to New York, we're talking about Norwalk now and Fairfield. Those are two big municipalities. Here's Governor Lamont.
Re-emphasizing, if you're 65, stay home. Here we go again. No unnecessary travel. We're going to work on our be able to do the home delivery, the DoorDash, everything we can. Limit your meetings with non-family members, those that you're not very close to. I know we've got the holiday season coming up, but especially in these red alert areas where there's real community spread.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like the spring there, what he's talking about. The governor is particularly concerned about nursing homes. So Connecticut is ramping up testing at long-term care facilities. Big decisions ahead now for these local officials in the red alert communities. They have the discretion to revert to phase two reopening restrictions. Wayne?
So, Sean, any indication these towns are going to impose these new restrictions?
So far, the governor says Windham is reverting to phase two. That means going back from 75% indoor capacity in shops and restaurants to 50%. Norwalk is thinking about it. They're going to take a hard look over the next couple of days. Fairfield has already indicated it will remain at phase three. Most cases there are clustered on two campuses, at Sacred Heart University and Fairfield University.
Sean, thanks. We are happy to bring you some improvement in the most important economic indicator of them all. Joe Connolly is here this morning with the big money story. Joe, good morning.
Yep, and that is, Wayne, jobs. Everything flows from jobs and job security. New unemployment claims fell in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut last week. Nationally, they are the lowest since March, but are still very high. Action Economics says at least the new claims are falling and have been falling pretty consistently. New York is one of the states where the new claims fell the most last week. However, around 11 million Americans are still unemployed. Indeed says 15% fewer jobs than a year ago are posted. A New Jersey man who expected to be in a nursing residency now is not, because he says the hospital doesn't have the money. So he tells the Times he's substitute teaching instead for now. There was more improvement in a second very important economic indicator for many, home sales and home values. Home sales here in the Northeast rose faster than any place else in the country last month. Sales were up 16% over a year ago, and the median price was up 18%. Those kinds of price increases, though, should start to slow sales. But economic progress is being made, but slowly.
Mm. Yeah, a house across the street from me, Joe, just sold before the sign even went up.
Wow.
Yep. It is the Morning News Roundup. It's kind of sad, really, to look at the young faces and remember how we lived our lives at that age, free and spirited and having fun. And now New York is recognizing that mental health has become a serious problem because of the pandemic. Marla Diamond is here with a plan of action in the city. Marla.
And Wayne, kids struggling with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic can now get mental health support in city schools. First Lady Shirlane McCray, who is co-chairing this effort, says specialists will be visiting 350 schools in 27 neighborhoods hit hard by the pandemic.
Children who have suffered through their parents' loss of livelihood or the threat of eviction can talk about it with a specialist who facilitates the conversation and keeps coming back, building a relationship with these young people.
The mayor's decision to reopen schools has been controversial, but he says important for this reason.
Well, for so many of our kids, they need that support. They need that love and compassion. They need trained educators and mental health experts to be there for them.
The initiative allows for group therapy and referrals of students with mental health needs to the city's public hospitals. Wayne?
Tell you what else is depressing, the weather. We're going to check in on that. Now on the WCBS Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead. I'm getting tired of this fog every morning, Craig Allen.
Every single morning, and we've got at least one more to go. I think tomorrow we're going to have to start off the same way, but Sunday should be finally a little different. Cooler, you know, that'll be the price to pay, but temperatures today will run between 65 and 70 again, If you're able to get into some of those breaks of sunshine, you'll probably pop above 70 degrees. Otherwise, 65 to 70 should do it. But again, it's such a murky start to the day. Cloudy and damp with fog redeveloping tonight into Saturday morning. Tonight's low again, close to 60. Tomorrow's high near 70 as it breaks during the afternoon. And then Sunday, partly sunny, but with a much chillier breeze, and at least it's drier. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. 63 now, and the humidity is 97%. The wind is calm in the city. Today's high, 65 to 70.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Large sections of lower Manhattan are without power, knocked out by the hybrid storm Sandy that slammed the New Jersey.
We here at WCBS said farewell to a friend this morning, while listeners lost a steady voice of journalism, a constant in the overnights. Vicki Allen anchored her last hour just a couple hours ago this morning. After 30-some years, wow, Vicki Allen has been such a presence, and we asked her about that.
It's just kind of surreal. It really is, because what a journey it's been. Decades we're talking about, and so many, you know, friendships along the way, and it's just been great, Wayne. And I'm just kind of thinking I'm going to savor it and enjoy it.
Do you have any secret, by the way, for anybody who works the third shift or the night shift? Because, you know, you've been working till 3, 4, 5 in the morning over the years, different shifts.
Yeah, you just kind of get used to being constantly tired.
Perfectly stated. And before I get to Brad, I think we should play this.
Vicki, it's Tony Page, and I want to just tell you to embrace retirement. It's fun.
Tony,
and I want to just, well, let me just cut you off and say I really appreciate your professionalism and all the work you've done on the radio. And I appreciate you having me on in these late nights, because I'm used to that. But you will be missed.
Amen to that. All right, sports time now at WCBS. Brad Heller is here as the Giants blow another one in Philly, Brad.
Yeah, Wayne, third year in a row, the Giants were up double digits on the Eagles in Philly, and they let it get away. They were up 21-10 with 5 minutes to go last night, but the Eagles scored two touchdowns, including the game winner with 40 seconds to go. Carson Wentz, 18 yards to Boston Scott, and the Eagles beat the Giants for the eighth straight time, 22-21. Too many mistakes, like three turnovers, and also Evan Ingram's killer drop on third down with 2 minutes left that could have sealed the game. Now, Joe Judge's message for the fans at 1-6?
No excuses. We're working hard. We're trying to put a product on the field that you can be proud of. We understand that you work hard as well. There's no excuses from us. We have to improve to be better for you guys.
And so, Wayne, the Giants missing a golden opportunity to get back in the race in the really bad NFC East.
Oh, we lost Brad. Oh, boy. All right. Because I wanted to hear all about that. 80-yard run, just missed a touchdown. All right, we'll see if we can get to Brad in a second, because we don't want to leave people hanging like that. Sponsored by Dell. Dell Tech Advisors are focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platforms to keep your small business ready. Call 877-ASK-DELL, and I'm hearing in my ear, I think we got Brad back now. So, Daniel Jones tripping over his feet.
Yeah, Wayne, the Giants did ultimately score a touchdown a couple plays later, but the laughing emojis were everywhere watching this.
It's a foot race. Can he go all the way? Daniel Jones to the 20, and he stumbles, and he falls down at the 10.
The turf monster got him.
That was Bob Papa and Carl Banks on the Fan. It ended up being an 80-yard run for Jones instead of an 88-yard run. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs star, was watching. He tweeted, "I mean, I can't even say anything because I would never be able to run that far either." Seahawks receiver DK Metcalf said, "Daniel, pick your feet up." But you know what? The Giants did score a couple of plays later. Look, one of many things that the Giants and their fans would like to have back from last night in Philly.
Good stuff. Worth the wait. Thank you, Brad. Three things to know coming up next. And these three things to know, sponsored by Altice. First, Remdesivir, until now used for emergencies, gets FDA approval to treat COVID-19. A change Dr. David Agus, CBS News contributor, calls symbolic.
It should be noted that the full approval doesn't really change access to the drug, doesn't change my ability as a physician to use the drug in patients or availability of the drug. It really is just changing the status of the drug.
Two, do as I say, not as I do. The health minister of the hard-hit Czech Republic is under fire to resign after a report he broke strict government restrictions and visited a Prague restaurant. Third thing, no one wants to skip Thanksgiving. But if you're making plans to go somewhere or having people over, and you are not scheduling testing, think twice. That's the guidance from the Association of American Medical Colleges. I asked the association's Dr. Atul Grover about that.
Well, I think, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci had it right in that as much as it's painful for us, seeing our extended family right now, people that we don't live in a household with, is probably not advisable. If we are going to see them, I'd probably skip the food and do it outdoors. But I think if you are, for some reason, whether you have to or it's the choice that you're making, a screening test is in order. And remember that our screening tests are only going to be about 90% sensitive, which means that they're only going to pick up 9 out of 10 positive people, which is why screening and testing by itself is not a solitary strategy to contain this virus. I think they found that out in the White House. You cannot just rely on testing alone, but testing along with washing our hands, wearing a mask, and maintaining a safe distance is what we all can be doing to make sure that we minimize the risk to each other, particularly the people that we love and we want to see over the holidays.
For those of us who've been washing our hands and wearing masks but haven't gotten a test yet, how do we go about doing that?
Wayne, I just want to put this in a little bit of perspective of about where we are and where we could be. South Korea has kiosks that you can walk up to, administer a test without a health professional, and get your results back in a couple of minutes, reported back into a national infrastructure anonymously, but making sure that you can track the numbers. We're not at that point yet. Right now, it has to be done through the help of a health professional.
You see the kind of things we could be doing, but we're not. From the Association of American Medical Colleges, Dr. Atul Grover, Macy's is not going to have Santa Claus greet kids at the downtown Manhattan store this year. First time in 160 years, and the reason is obvious. They'll let you take selfies virtually instead. But we'll end on a positive note. Today in New York State, movies can reopen outside the five boroughs. There's your morning news roundup for the 23rd of October, 2020. I'm Wayne Kepp.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.